Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, teaching a man to fish, or the alphabet of love. Well, folks, my wife Pammy and I, and my cousin Dennis and his wife Kathy, were stopping by Kathy's sister Sherry's house to pick something up. Got all those names straight? We walk in, and isn't Sherry holding a teeny tiny baby granddaughter, Audrey? We're all pulled right to Audrey, ooing and aahing. Isn't she gorgeous? How old is she? Can I hold her? Me first, no me. I'm feeling a little left out because I was last in line for the cuddle with the bundle. Then this little voice peeps in from our left. Anybody want to play fishing with me? The baby's older brother, Jimmy, maybe all of 3 years old, patiently and politely holding out a tiny fishing pole. Anybody want to play fishing with me? Now, from an evolutionary psychology point of view, I know that our brains are hardwired to see babies as cuter than everything and everyone else in the world, from toddlers, three-year-olds, to adults. So we pay attention to them and care for their every need so they survive and thrive and live long enough to make their own cuter-than-all-get-out babies to keep our species surviving. And as both a younger and an older brother, I know all about sibling rivalry for parents' help-me-grow resources. But at that moment, my heart just plain old felt sorry for the little guy. So, sure, I'll fish with you. He gave me the fishing pole, you know, with the round magnet at the end of the fishing line, and led me to his fishing hole, that flat box filled with metal alphabet letters shaped and painted like something that starts with that letter. And we started paying attention to each other. Big Brother says,
you put your magnet on these alphabet letters and pull them out.
Grown-up says, so what's that one you're getting now?
C, cat.
Right, cat. And I throw myself in with a big
meow.
And if I want the T, I put my magnet on this one and pull.
Right, T is for tiger.
And pretty soon we're buzzing and roaring and vrooming like bees and lions and race cars and racing to see who can get the most the fastest and laughing and laughing. So moral of the story for those 3 to 103, if we're feeling a little L is for left out and lonely, ask someone to come play. Even if we're not the newest, cutest thing on the block, we just might reel in some L is for laughs and lighthearted love. I'm Dr. Rich. E is for elephant, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.